Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the joy of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole. He's nailed to the cross, and I the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be signed. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall be. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My soul, it is well. It is well with my.
Even though we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we can still pick up some bits and pieces of dirt in the world as we walk and talk in the world. And by this, I mean that our minds get polluted by our interactions in this sinful world. When we go to the store, we look at television. Our media-filled world is hard to escape the billboards and the magazines and the music everywhere. It's difficult to live in this world without having our conscience violated in one way or another almost every day. This is the dirt that sticks to our feet. So what is to be done? course, we should bring these concerns to God in prayer, but as right and good as prayer is, it is not what Jesus has pictured for us by washing feet. He pictured an interaction between believers. And notice the text, it says, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master and Savior, have washed your feet, ye ought to wash, what? One another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Amen. Happy are ye if you do them. So this morning, as we separate, I want to encourage everyone to participate in this ceremony. I know some who are not able. We want to remain in the sanctuary reverently. As we separate, we have designated areas for our men in the Pathfinder room, and the ladies will go in the multipurpose room. And I believe we will have our children's story in the sanctuary. Keep in mind, this is a sacred event. When you wash someone's feet, make sure that you look them in the eye. It's not just you're going through the act of washing, but you're looking them in the eye and you're praying for that brother. Have a prayer with that person that you're washing their feet with. Most of us here need this. We need a cleansing, not only of our feet, we need a cleansing of our hearts. We need a cleansing of our hearts to clean up our own mess in our lives. The story about President Ronald Reagan when he was in the hospital healing from when he had been shot. One day, his vice president walked in the room to find him on his hands and knees wiping up water. The vice president said, Mr. President, they'll take care of that. You don't have to do that. They'll take care of that. And he meant that the people at the hospital would clean it up. And all the president had to do was call them, and they would hurry in and clean it up. But the president said, no, no, no. If they come in and see it, the nurse will be blamed for it. I don't want the nurse to be blamed for it. She didn't do it. I did. We've all spilled something in our lives. And this little story of this common little spill by the President of the United States becomes a story of humility that we can all understand, that it never hurts for us to clean up our own messes. So as we separate this morning, let's keep a prayer in our hearts that God would examine us, and if we have odds with any people, anyone this morning, this is a time to get it together again. You may want to go to that person and ask to wash their feet. This is the time to do it. Examining ourselves. This is the time to do it before we partake of the wine and the bread this morning. We need a cleansing in our hearts. We don't want to be like Judas, but we want to be like Jesus. Let's bow our heads as we pray, and after my prayer, we will separate. The men will go into the Pathfinder room, the ladies in the multipurpose room. Let's pray. Father, as we gather here together in your sanctuary, Lord, we've all have gotten ourselves dirty this week. If not mentally, emotionally, by being in this sinful world. But now, Lord, you have instituted this occasion today. You have instituted this occasion, this communion, this foot washing occasion, Father, and you've set the example before us. You've shown us what true leadership, what true servant leadership is. You've given us the example, Father, by girding that towel and washing the disciples' feet, Father, showing us it's not about us, but it's about service. So may we separate, Father, with an attitude of what can I do to serve you? What can I do to serve my brothers and sisters? Is our prayer in the strong name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.